Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
It still feels like Monday.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Man, y'all thinking that we're only going to get hotter from here as far as the weather, or will we have another cold bout before it gets warm for good?
I think it's just going to be hot now.
You think?
Global warming.
Yeah.
I hope. I'm sick of the cold, the hot, the cold, the hot.
Bring it on. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah, but I would like for it to stay cold or cool up until the moment that I can start getting a tan.
Right.
Right.
You know, I don't want that early spring where the UV index is too low to get a tan, but it's still hot and the sun's too far away. None of that. I just want to be able to use the sun for what God intended it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd like a true spring, mm-hmm. like a 65, 70.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True spring.
Sunny and breezy, not too crazy.
Yeah, we don't get that a lot. But.
Yeah.
They say that in Nebraska, the weather goes from snow, like inches and inches of snow, to summer.
Oh, no.
It's like, boom, right there.
Guess
hot.
We should be thankful hot. For a little spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. I'm angling to get a guest pass at Lindsay's neighborhood pool.
Heck yeah.
I hear it's spectacular.
You don't even need one.
I can just
come
go
on in.
And just roll through.
just roll through. They don't check.
Yeah.
I'm sure she would love to have you help watch the kids at the pool one day.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Please. Just put it on Kyle's tab. Just say, put it on the tab.
You got it.
You got anything you want if you watch them babies.
Are they good swimmers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a rocky road till now.
Yeah.
Mom on deck, dad on deck, like everyone's, because they were those kids that didn't want to wear floaties, you know.
Yeah.
They're stubborn kids.
Yeah. Wait till your kids get a little older and decide to be generous with the other kids about going up to the concession stand and all that and putting it on the bill.
We'll take 15 popsicles on Kyle Bloom.
Chicken fingers for everyone.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't Ace say that his son did that when he was little, Kate? Yeah. He went up there and was just like, everybody getting a Coke and popsicles.
It's free.
And
sweet boy.
Yeah.
Sweet boy.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you? And he's just getting it for everybody.
I love that.
Yeah.
I also hate that, though, if it's my tab.
That's fun, though. Have Riggins go out there to the pool with him. Be the Manny for the day.
Yeah. I'm great at it. I'd be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you would.
Yeah.
I mean, would you fall asleep in the lounge chair while they were swimming? Sure.
I wouldn't have as many beers as I used to while I was babysitting, but I can stay sober for a little bit.
Yeah.
Make sure they don't go under.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. I could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Could you?
Yeah. Good. Take them to the pool and all. But I mean, I'm a great drunk babysitter. I'm still with it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as we can walk to and fro the clubhouse and everything.
Sure.
If I got to drive all the way across the neighborhood to get there, I can't do that.
No.
Can't have that.
Of course, I mean, I could put Delilah in my lap and let her steer while I work the pedals.
Sure.
Yeah.
She can drive a golf cart already, so.
So she's, you know, halfway there.
Come through.
Yesterday, I gave my longtime philosophy as to let women know whether they're with the right man or not. And in all seriousness, there have been women over the years contact me and say, "You are absolutely right. I reevaluated my situation by that example that you gave, and I realized that I had been lying to myself, and I left his sorry." You know. Or on the other hand, too, say that you know, they would be, you know, overly sensitive about whatever their man would do and all, and then presented themselves with my hypothetical and then realized, you know what, I am with a good guy.
Yes.
He would have passed that.
Let's look at it that way. That's way better.
Yeah. I mean, sure. They have, though. That's it's come from both. And then a lot, most people say that I don't know what I'm talking about. So we'll let you decide for yourself. We're going to redo it with today's In Case You Missed It replay next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Kensho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yesterday on the show, I presented my longtime philosophy of how you can tell whether you're with the right guy or not. If you're a woman, and I didn't, you know, I'm not purposely leaving homosexual couples out of this. I just don't know anything about homosexual couples from life experience. I've never been in a homosexual relationship, so I don't know. So this is just men and women on this one. Sorry. But no, we did it yesterday, and it is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Y'all know how I love when a wife or a girlfriend sets up a camera and then gives a man, her boyfriend or her husband, a test of some sort. And then they've heard about it or something on with other women doing it to their men on the internets, and then come back and judge him for it when he doesn't even know what's going on. He gives the wrong answer or whatever. Well, we have one of those. This is a lady who is dropping off her husband at his work. They have a child in the back seat, and this is the test that she gives him.
I love you.
I love you.
Can I ask you something real quick? If I died and you waited like 15 years to get married and then you died, would you be buried next to me or your new wife?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's a dumb question.
Hey, Gabby. The correct answer is we'd never get remarried, but it's a good start.
Oh my goodness.
Those are so funny.
They're funny.
They would be funny if she does it just to laugh at, have a joke, like a prank.
Yeah.
But most of them, and you know this, Riggins, will go from that and start worrying if he really is the one for her.
Yeah.
Is he really the one for me?
Yeah.
That's not the most ridiculous one. No. The most ridiculous one I've heard is about the worm. If I was an earthworm, would you stay married to me? It's like, I can't. Shut up.
Like, yeah, like that's stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I kind of like that
that's
scenario.
That's kind of a fun one, though.
I've asked Kyle that before. Like, would you get remarried? Like, or whatever. Not filming him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he always says no because I'm his second wife. So he's like, I will never get married again.
Yeah. Like, what is he? Is he just trying to appease her by saying, I'd still be buried next to you if you got remarried? What the heck is wrong with you?
He should have said, I'll be married in between you and her.
Yeah, right.
Make
right.
her mad.
All right. Quickly, if you are not married, even if you are, and you want to know if you've got the right guy or when you have the right guy, this is the TJ test. And this is an old standby of mine. I've been saying it since I was a young man. Let's say the two of you live together. Both of you have to have a coffee jolt in the morning to get your day started right. But you both like milk in your coffee. And you can't drink it without milk. He gets up to go to work before you do. There is only enough milk for one cup of coffee. Just one cup of coffee can be had from that amount of milk. Is he going to leave the milk for you and your coffee, or is he going to take the milk, make his cup of coffee, and then not be concerned with however you get your cup of coffee, or just figure you'll get yours somewhere else, or when you get to work, or, you know, whatever happens. If he takes the milk, he's not for you.
I like that.
Because he doesn't put you first. He doesn't put your needs ahead of his, even something simple like that. You can try that.
Yeah, love that.
Man.
Lots of divorce happening today.
That's what I was going to say. The divorce attorneys listening right now are like, yes, thank you, TJ.
Yes, you tell them.
Thank you. We're going to get rich.
Rich, baby.
But if you're married, you may not want to leave him over that, but yeah. you should look into how to remedy that.
Yeah.
How he looks at you first and your needs first before he is on something simple.
Mm-hmm. You should all go right. Cheat on him and tell him no.
Got plenty of milk now.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I will never forget the moment when Tech D Rob... Tech D Rob one day was standing in that doorway here in our studio, and he stretched and grabbed the frame around the door, and he lifts his arms up, and then he kind of wobbles a little bit, and he goes, whoa, I blacked out for a second. Rob blacks out every time he stretches. A lot of people don't know that. Because why would you? Because right. It's a crazy thing.
But some people do need to know that, though, like doctors.
Right. Maybe. Right.
Do I have that right? Every time you stretch, you black out? That's an accurate statement? That's
not necessarily every time, but a majority of the time, yes.
Exactly. But I will never forget that image of him just like arms up and going, oh, like losing his balance. Go, sorry, I blacked out.
Is it just kind of... You get, or you full on blackout? I think you need to see someone if you full on blackout, or are you just kind of lightheaded?
I lose all my senses for about a second.
That ain't right.
I think it's somehow he's doing a mini sleeper hold on himself, or whatever they call that when you do at kids were doing it at parties and stuff. What did they call it? They didn't call it the sleeper hold.
Oh, like the blackout challenge or something.
That's what he's kind of doing, because he's holding his breath, stretching his neck and his back and everything, and it kind of cuts off, I think, the circulation for a minute, for a second, and that's what causes it.
I got to talk to somebody about this. I'm worried.
Yeah, but like that was just like burned in my brain. I think about that all the time, him doing that. And Lindsay, you went to school at ECU. Were you the person that told us when you would drive to school, you would sometimes see guys driving next to you being inappropriate?
Oh, I did tell this story. I was on a bus in high school.
Yeah.
I was on a bus. Oh, wait, I have two stories. I was on a bus in high school coming back from a football game. I was a cheerleader. Cheerleader sat in the front of the bus. I was at the window. I look over and a guy's doing that. And of course, I was terrified. I'd never seen such a thing in my day.
Yeah.
And then I was driving to Greensboro, North Carolina. I was on I-85. I was in high school. I was driving. My best friend was in the passenger seat. And we looked over and a guy in a van was doing that. It's just staring at us.
Oh, great. That's something that really just burns in your mind. Like you'll never forget that image.
No. 16-year-old Lindsay was shocked. I mean, I cried, I think. I'm pretty sure I cried.
Yeah. That's awful.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
TJ, I know one experience I shared with you when we were walking down Tryon Street in Uptown Charlotte, and we saw a guy, I don't know if he was homeless or not, but his pants were maybe around his knees, and his privates were hanging out, I mean, wildly, while he was carrying a to-go box of food. And that's just something that's burned in my memory.
Looked like we were walking behind a big bull.
Yeah, that's one. Yep, That's a good way to phrase it.
Those could have easily gone on a truck's trailer hitch.
Oh, yeah. That bad.
Sizable.
Yikes.
But that's it's something you just don't forget, no. You know? Those images that are burned into your mind.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So if you've got something that you can't ever forget, at TJ Riggins Show on social media. We'd love to see it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yesterday, there was a story that said that 74% of people will yell cuss words whenever they stub their toe. Mm. Like, if you stub your toe, you're going to yell cuss words. And I always wonder what the Pope yells. Not this Pope, but good popes that came before him when they would stub their toe or slam their hands in a drawer accidentally or something.
Yeah. Do you think they do it? No one knows if no one's around.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they cuss. I don't think.
I would.
Not the popes.
I saw steel-toed socks just to prevent that on Instagram the other day. Guy was stubbing his toe all the time. How so he made steel toe socks. So, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me.
Sweating in those things?
Yeah.
So I came across this list of words you can use to substitute for cuss words if you don't want to cuss. You remember how Ace would be up here all day just cussing and raving and ranting about stuff that, you know, that would make him mad and all that. And then all of a sudden he would decide, like if he pinched his finger in a drawer or something, that's when he decided he didn't want to cuss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he'd say, golly, man.
Golly, man.
So this is kind of like that. Like, you could yell shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
Well, okay. Shaboozy.
All right.
Fraggle Rock.
I used to love Fraggle Rock.
I know.
Mount St. Mary's. I don't know why that. Son of a Bitcoin. Philadelphia cheesecake.
Hmm.
Cheesesteak. I'm sorry. Philadelphia cheesesteak.
That's a mouthful.
Funko Pop.
Okay.
Instead of using the F word, you'd say Funko Pop.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Bachman Turner Overdrive. That hurt.
I like fiddlesticks.
Yeah.
Fiddlesticks. Yeah. I like cheese and rice.
One of the best I heard was a movie that my daughter and I used to watch together when she was young. And it had your girl JoJo in it. Riggins, it was about one. There was a girl who was a mermaid or something.
Oh yeah,
and the little girl got mad at her friend and she said, "Bull shark."
That's a good one because it's almost like you're saying. Yeah, it's a good one.
I got one from Anchorman. It's Great Odin's Raven.
That's bugging me. What the name of that movie?
Oh, was it Aquamarine?
Aquamarine, yeah.
Rob
Noah. Aquamarine.
Aquamarine, right?
the mermaid lives in the water tower. Yeah.
Are you referring to Aquamarine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The JoJo vehicle?
Yeah.
No, that's really it. No bull shark.
The director's cut was fabulous.
Yeah. Is it nominated for an award?
I think so.
My dad would always use sapsucker.
Sapsucker?
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like lint liquor. Remember that commercial? Licker. You lint liquor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You sapsucker.
Or dillweed.
Yeah, love dillweed. Or ditweed was another
ditweed,
one.
Ditweed, yeah.
Ditwad.
Ditwad, yeah.
Okay, fun.
This is fun.
Yeah, fun, clean, edgy humor.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Wow, we got everybody here today. Riggins is over there, almost within touching distance.
Touch me.
Lindsay and Rob are both in the closet today.
Keep it in the closet.
I want to see Rob's closet.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not in a closet.
Well, they don't know that, Rob.
Yeah.
But I bet your bedroom looks like somebody's messy closet.
Yeah.
Do you keep it strewn about? Do you keep like you did when you were a kid?
There's a bunch of stuff in there from, you know, I used to have a house to put stuff in, and now I have only a bedroom. So it's significantly packed.
Okay.
I get
so
that.
You kept your house when you were in the house. Your part of it was spick and span, always picked up and orderly.
Of course. Yes, of course.
Does Lindsay know that story about how his mom used to give him a rake to clean his room?
I don't know.
No, you know that? I don't think I know that.
Yeah, she handed him a rake when she asked, because it was so messy. She gave him a rake, a yard rake. To clean his room.
Yeah, that's not a lie. That's straight up.
that's not a good sign.
Because I mean, she'd probably just given up. She's like, this is the only chance you've got to survive.
Yeah.
Is if you can rake up some of this mess.
Yeah. We'll bring in a leaf blower and just sort of blast the trash out of the room. I mean, what a scene.
Oh, what a scene.
I was running behind this morning because I got all caught up in this important news story that was breaking. There was a 30-year-old man in China that showed up at the emergency room with some sort of a weird, unexplainable illness. And the illness was that his girlfriend's fist was stuck in his mouth.
Oh my gosh. What?
They were trying to make a funny video and show that she could put her whole fist in his mouth and then it got stuck.
Whoa!
Yeah. Was he gagging? I would just.
Well, he said he walked in, and he was drooling all over. I mean, just like crazy. And the doctor said that the muscles in his jaw contracted.
Oh,
and that's why he couldn't let go. So they had to give him muscle relaxers, and then use some sort of device to pry his jaw open to get her fist out.
How did they give him muscle relax? Maybe it was an IV.
It's like a python or something, like where the jaw just sort of. That's crazy.
But you know, I'm sure the video's going to go viral, and all, that's all that matters. Even in China, but you got to think in China they live in a prison over there. There's nothing else they got to do for amusement under that under them dictators and everything they got.
Stick your hand in my mouth.
You know, he may have been just trying to get. You know, he was just starving.
Yeah, maybe. Hey.
You know how communism starves its people.
That's true. Maybe her fist was real small too. You know how they have real small feet. You know, in China.
I think you're thinking of Japan, in old school Japan, where they bound their feet and all that. That's kind of frowned upon now.
I don't know. When I went, they didn't have my shoe size. I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, you could have gone to the big and tall men's department and they might not have your shoe size.
Yeah, men's warehouse doesn't have your shoe size.
Okay, it's not that big.
That's like me going, yeah, I mean, you know, I went to the baseball stadium and every guy sitting around me just had giant hands. Because my hands are normal.
Yeah, they probably thought you were something special.
I am smarter than the people who invented Chat GPT. I'm more intelligent, and I'll explain it next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I haven't ordered my wife's birthday gift yet. But, you know, I'm getting it from that cozy earth. And I don't think it matters. I mean, they could probably, if they thought I wasn't going to get it in time, as much as I mean to that company, they'd probably put it on somebody's car and have them drive it here. I don't even know where the headquarters are. I'm guessing somewhere liberal.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, like Portland or Sacramento. I mean, Napa Valley, somewhere like that. So if you want anything at Cozy Earth, it's all great, luxurious stuff. And you get a 41% discount if you let them know that you're with me. That's all you got to do. When you go check out, just use the code TJ, and you'll get 41% off of whatever you order from the Cozy Earth. I'm known as even better than Oprah around there. That's what my name is.
Even better than Oprah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so go to tjriggins.com/deals and then use that code TJ when you check out. All right, so they're saying now that they're starting to see people who are full-fledged addicted to ChatGPT. They can't communicate anymore without it. You know, they can't even text their girlfriend or boyfriend the right message without having to use ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So you got to figure that this is an innovation that is beyond brilliant, the people who came up with it, right?
Yeah.
So you would think that they're so, so smart, smarter than your average person walking around, right?
Certainly.
Okay. Well, I got news for you. They're no smarter than I am. As a matter of fact, in some areas of the world, they're dumb. Because ChatGPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transporter. They named this product, this creation that's changing the world, something stupid because you can't pre-train something. Nothing is pre-trained. It's trained or it's not trained. So the P in GPT is wrong. It's grammatically incorrect and they're stupid.
So dumb.
So the name of it, not the actual, just the name of it is stupid, but not the product.
If you create something that is so huge and it's going to change the world immediately, wouldn't you double check to make sure the name of it wasn't grammatically incorrect or dumb? Wouldn't you have a department? I know these are all mathematicians and scientists and all that, and they probably don't speak properly and whatnot. You should have a grammar department or something that you run these things by.
What, maybe Lindsay? They don't know.
That's what maybe I'm saying. They don't know. They need a backup.
They're smart in other areas, but not grammar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just can't believe it because they're supposed to be the smartest people in the world doing this kind of stuff. And they don't even know that something is either trained or it's untrained. It's not pre-trained.
Is there any pre-word that works?
Sometimes.
Like, when would it work?
When you are doing something pre-game, that means before the game is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Pre-game.
Or pre-wash, you know, like a treatment.
Like a pre-treatment?
On clothing, like a pre-wash.
That one's iffy, because you washing or not washing. You can't wash before you wash.
What about preheat? Mm.
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Mm.
So there's not really many of them.
Mm. Well, but
let's ask ChatGPT to come up with a new name.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Big news from yesterday afternoon. People still talking about it. The genetics testing company 23andMe has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And they're looking to sell the company. So it's amazing. That was like the hottest Christmas gift just a few years ago. Everybody was getting 23andMe kits to find out your family tree.
But there were too many of those stories that went viral about finding out that your dad wasn't your dad.
Yep.
At Christmas.
We had some people in our radio family message us and say, I found out that the guy I thought was my dad was not my father. And my mom took the secret to her grave.
Yeah.
And she found out through a 23andMe. Now, some people are saying you can go on your profile if you already have used the kit to delete your DNA data. But then other people say it's way too late for that. Mm. You think that they're not already selling your DNA?
Yeah, I'm not giving my DNA to anybody.
Well, then others are saying, well, even if you get a haircut, your DNA is all over the place. You think it's just in 23andMe? They've sold your DNA long before these kits existed.
I doubt Miss Vicky is selling my DNA or my wife's DNA when she cuts hair.
Right.
Well, you're a celebrity. Who knows? No, Miss Vicky would never do that. But a lot of people are worried about what's going to happen, given that they're looking to sell the company. Who are you giving my DNA to? Who's going to get control of my my stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
But I'm wondering why people would want it.
Want the 23andMe in the first place?
No, why would people want somebody's DNA that's, you know, that's not...
Maybe a blackmail them or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do with the DNA, but I guess it's a hot item. Maybe on the black market.
You can frame somebody?
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that today. We'll frame somebody. That sounds fun.
That's just like, though, when there's been a crime committed and you're really... not a suspect, but they want to just eliminate you, you know, to get it over with. No, would you submit to a DNA test? Once you do that, you're completely cleared. They know that you're not the one. Sorry about that. You just have to check everybody now. They should then give you your swab back. It shouldn't go into a database of the police.
Yeah.
Which it does. Once they take your DNA for any reason, even if it's just a, you know, you're completely innocent of something, they keep it on file.
Yeah.
Yep. Because somebody could, I mean, like you see in shows, somebody could go get it out and frame you and, I mean, do whatever. Yeah.
And I got a rich DNA.
Oh, do you?
I mean, it's thick and rich.
That rich blood.
So 23andMe trending today. Today's a very special day. Today's National Medal of Honor Day, recognizing all Medal of Honor recipients. Medal of Honor, highest military award for valor in the United States, created back in 1861 by the Secretary of War, Edwin Stanton, given to six members of Andrews Raiders for volunteering and participation in the American Civil War Raid of April 1862.
So, and they were all from Oakland, California.
Is that right?
Yep. And that's where the Oakland Raiders came from.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
It can't be true.
No, it's not true.
I was like, wait a second. Could have fooled me.
Did fool me.
Yeah.
But obviously, National Medal of Honor Day, very important. Certainly more important than the rest of the other holidays that are happening today.
You mean like National Waffle Day? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. there is a young woman who just got married. It should be the happiest time in her life, but the internet is treating her so, so poorly for what she did after the wedding ended. I'll tell you about it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking. And it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Boom.
So I love the tradition of the wedding photos after the wedding, you know, where the bride goes and hangs out with the groomsmen and they all hold her. I think it's kind of cute to have that picture. But there is a story out that is so crazy. There's a woman, she's 31 years old. She's from Germany, really pretty, just got married. And she goes to do the photos with the groomsmen after the wedding. And instead of just posing in a cute way, she lifts her wedding dress like over her head and flashes the camera with her panties.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yeah. And now people are freaking out, calling it, all kinds of things, trashy.
Yeah.
And somebody pointed out the difference is like, if you had done this a few years ago, 10 years ago, it would have been one thing because everybody at the wedding would have been like, wow, she's a real tramp or whatever. But now the fact that it was captured and put on social media, it adds a different element. Now the whole world is calling you trashy. But I don't know. If you look at the video, it's all over TikTok in the last 24 hours or so. people have really strong reactions to it.
But just because the whole world is calling you trashy, does that mean that it wasn't trashy?
I don't think so. But it certainly, like, you know,
and
makes it worse.
Is she in front of them to where they can't see, but the...
Yes.
You can,
yeah.
Okay.
But she's
trying to visualize it.
Yeah. So she's standing in front of a group, maybe 12, 15 guys, a lot of groomsmen. And she's in the middle. And then she's like 3, 2, 1. And she lifts her dress up and it's her panties. Mm. And
weird.
The guys know what's going on. They all look and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she did that.
What kind of panties?
It's so quick, it's hard to tell. What do you mean?
I mean, are they real skimpy panties or are they like bloomers? I mean, or what?
Like those big old women of San Antonio.
Does it say something on it? Like, are they, you know, did she get them specially made? I don't know. Are they ruffly? I mean.
Well.
Either way, it's not ladylike to be doing on your wedding day. It's a formal wedding.
Yeah.
With a formal wedding gown, the whole thing is not appropriate.
The most shocking thing to me is that they're all so good looking. You just don't expect this from good looking people.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant you don't expect the Germans to be good.
Oh, no, they're fine. I don't know many Germans, but this group. Here's my question. Does it make it any different, the fact that she also did it in front of her bridesmaids, except this time she put her bouquet in front of her crotch?
Yeah, she's just, yeah. Just
I don't on. Think, I wouldn't say trashy. I guess I don't care that much, but it's stupid.
No, when this dress comes open, Lindsay, she's not wearing anything underneath it hardly, and her bouquet is barely covering her crotch area. So, I mean, she gave them a show. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
When she lifted that. And then why does she have to do it for all the pictures? Is she a stripper?
I don't know. No.
Is that her craft?
No.
I mean, what is the deal?
I don't know. She's maybe a little bit of an exhibitionist, I think. I mean, you like to put it out there like that.
It's dumb. It's just dumb.
You didn't flash anybody on your wedding day in Key West? I find that hard to believe.
Now that I think about it, it was Key West, and I was, who knows?
But, I mean, her dad's going to see all of this.
Yeah, her whole family.
Yeah. At that point, if it's my daughter, I would just tell her, all right, that's it. I'm not paying for this wedding.
Yeah.
Back out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's too late.
That's the way. Nuh-uh. There'd be a lot of stuff that's not paid for yet. Huh? The pictures aren't paid for yet. Whatever's left to pay, my daughter would have to pay it because I wouldn't be doing it.
Wow. Yeah.
It's usually half the day of, so... You got half to pay, honey.
Dang right.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.